it's time now for a look through the press with Deeptika Long. Deeptika, let's start in Lebanon, where hopefully the country is preparing to elect a new president.
Yeah, that's right. As one news outlet said, Karis, Lebanon has tried 12 times to elect a leader in the past 2 years, unsuccessfully so far. So here's hoping the baker's dozen will be the lucky one. The man emerging as a favorite in these elections is here on the front page of Le Jour. His name is Joseph Aoun. He's the commander-in-chief of the Lebanese army. He's also a respected figure, particularly for having held together the Lebanese army despite really deep-set political fractures in the country. Will he be the 14th president of Lebanon? That's what Annaha, a Lebanese Arab language paper, is wondering on its front page, noting also that the winner of this election will need 86 votes out of 128 to win the election outright. Unlike previous times, though, the vote is taking place in different conditions now, particularly with a significantly weakened Hezbollah, which has also lost influence in Lebanon's parliament. In any case, for the pro-Hezbollah daily Al-Aqba, here he is on the front page as well, they say that the emergence of Joseph Aoun is really a result of foreign collusion between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, the latter of which is trying to make a return to Lebanese politics, at least according to this daily. There's also an interesting analysis piece here from the Washington Institute, which says that Lebanon is heading towards promised sovereignty, but the time to strike is now. Without an immediate and concerted effort to consolidate the setbacks to Hezbollah, the organization could regroup and rebuild. It's why this election, more than ever, is so crucial for Lebanon and its future.
All right, Deepti, well, another story that we've been covering, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta taking the drastic step of rolling back its fact-checking service in what appears to be a move bowing to the new Trump administration.
Yeah, that's at least according to The Guardian on in its editorial today. The Guardian saying that Meta already did too little when it came to content moderation. Now it's promising to do even less. And this decision to essentially kill off the fact-checking service across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, Mark Zuckerberg is ingratiating himself with the next Trump administration. Concretely, it also means these kind of changes will allow people to, for instance, call others mentally ill based on their sexuality or gender identity. This decision, Meta says, came because of accusations of overreach by content moderators. Now, as The Guardian notes in its cartoon as well, it does look like Mark Zuckerberg is trying to win favors or curry favors with the next Trump administration. It's also a really a case of killing two birds with one stone. He gets to cut costs. He also gets to cozy up to Donald Trump. And this comes at a time when Donald Trump will soon have the power to kill or not and a federal antitrust case against Meta, but also release regulatory pressure on big tech and also facilitate AI. So all these kind of decisions coming at this decision at this moment in time when Meta has taken this decision to kill fact-checking. For the Economist, though, there could be some upsides. The Economist says whatever the reasons for this, they're certainly not very good. They're craven, as the Economist says, but speech online needs to urgently become freer, and this will shore up America's democracy against whatever challenges lays ahead in the future.
All right, well, in addition to railing against Meta, Trump has raised eyebrows this week for plans to take over the Danish territory of Greenland.
Yeah, and certainly a question that many might be asking today is, as Le Parisien says on its front page, just how far will they go? And they meaning, of course, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, since it seems like they come as a sort of pair right now. Certainly, this is the question Danes might also be asking after Donald Trump's comments that the U.S. needs Greenland for its economic security. And he has threatened to use force if necessary to take over Greenland. This all coming at a period when Europe is also particularly weakened by war and inflation. The Economist, though, once again, playing devil's advocate in this article, saying it's not such a bad idea to what Donald Trump is threatening. The magazine really suggesting that, however, instead of using force, Donald Trump should just name his price for Greenland. The author pointing, for instance, to the U.S.'s purchases of Louisiana and Alaska. Granted, it was in the 19th century, but nonetheless calling these some of the greatest achievements in the U.S. and very good value. History will not be kind to Donald Trump, the Economist says, if he takes Greenland by force, but purchasing it could be seen as a deal of the century. In any case, for the Danish press, it's not as easy as he might think if he is serious about it. Trump will not only have to impose punitive tariffs on Denmark, but all of Europe. Once again, no one knows how serious he is about this. But as someone is quoted in the article as saying, it's never a nice feeling to be in Donald Trump's crosshairs.
All right, Dipti, finally from you, Didier Deschamps, the head of the French men's football team, says he'll be stepping down after the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Didier Deschamps, he coached France to victory in the 2018 World Cup. In the 2018 World Cup, he also took them to the final of the 2022 World Cup. He says he'll step down after the next one in 2026 to be held in the US, Canada and Mexico. But as you see here, he's not the one gracing the cover of L'Equipe, the French sports paper. It's Zinedine Zidane, the 1998 World Cup hero. Has never been coy about his ambitions to coach France, but up to now the path wasn't really clear, hence why all this anticipation is building around possibly Zinedine Zidane coaching France in the next years to come. But of course, he hasn't said anything about it yet.
Well, we'll wait and see. Thank you, Dipti, for that look at the papers.